Mets with an off day today following a good 5-1 homestand. They're the hottest team in baseball. They've won 10 of their last 13. They are, it's all coming up perfect for the Mets now. After a 1-5 homestand to start the season, they had that big home run by Alonso, which I told you was huge, and that was the jumping point for this run that they're on now. They are 10-8 is their overall record. They're in third place. If they would have just got a couple of wins in the first couple of games, they'd probably be in first place. They are instead, they're in third, but it's still April now, and I'm still not a believer in this team, to be honest with you. Right now, it's a good stretch. I was at the game yesterday. I was texting with Bob Huesler, and he was telling me, "Hey, listen, Bob, you're wrong about this team. This is a good team. You got Garrett is pitching lights out. Yeah, Garrett's pitching lights out. It's still Reed Garrett, right? So he struck out 17 of 31 hitters that he's faced. We've done the Mets have done this whole thing still with no JD Martinez, no Kodai Senga. Beatty's hitting over 300. He's got 9 RBIs. He got Tyron Taylor is hitting 340 with 10 RBIs and a home run. And since then, it's all turned around. Now they go out west starting tomorrow. They got 3 games. You got Manaea pitching tomorrow against Yamamoto. Yamamoto, he's got to get a good start, right? He hasn't pitched well yet. He has a plus 4 ERA. He's 1-1. He hasn't looked very good. The Dodgers are right there. They're 12-9. Not a bad start. Not a great start. But they're the best team in baseball on paper. And the Mets historically do not play well out on the West Coast. I always joke that the West Coast is where Mets seasons go to die. Now, listen, they got their bearings under them, their feet under them. They played better. Let's see if they could do it. And let's be real with the Pirates. The Pirates are terrible in this series. Everything from not hustling down to first, throwing to the wrong base. You had the guy in right field spike the ball into the ground on a sack fly. You had the bullpen getting killed by the Mets hitters. You have the manager even pulling Jones in the second game, the middle game of that series. I mean, he was pitching brilliantly. He's a 25, 26-year-old kid. He's shutting the Mets down. The Mets couldn't touch him. He threw like 79 pitches. And they had said earlier that they were going to keep him on an innings limit, and he was only pitching 5. And you figured, okay, listen, they're going to blow right through that. No problem. He's only got 79 pitches. And they pull him out of the game immediately. Balks in a run. Chapman balks in a run. Chapman gets ejected for arguing. He gives up a double. The Mets have the lead, and it's just over. The Pirates' bullpen is very spotty. They had a rough 3 games here, and they've kind of come back down to earth after a fast start. And we'll talk to Mark Mancini about that tomorrow, because he's our Pirate resident Pirates fan. And, you know, he's been gloating about this team since the middle of the winter. And now that the Penguins are out of it, this is what he's got. So we'll give him a hard time tomorrow, because they looked like a bad team. They looked like a bad baseball team that didn't know what they were doing in these 3 games. But give the Mets credit. Like I said, they jumped on the bullpen. They beat the Royals 2 out of 3. They really could have swept the Royals, too, in that series. But 2 out of 3 you'll take. Now you go out west, and let's see what they can do. They got the Dodgers. They got the Giants. You got Manaea, Budo, and Hauser are the 3 starters in L.A. for the Mets. It's a day game, 4 o'clock start here in the middle game of that series. And Budo, who's just been, I mean, he's been lights out. He's the real deal, it looks like. He's got an 0.75 ERA. Nobody can touch him. The bullpen's come in. They pitched excellent. Diaz has looked good coming back. Hey, it's all coming up. It's all coming up good. And it looks like we might have a season, right? Like I said, I'm not buying into it yet. I will buy into it maybe if they win 4 or 5 games on this road trip. That's asking a lot. I'd be happy with a 3-3 road trip. Come back home. You got the Cardinals, who are not a very good team. Stay in the race. Get it to the trade deadline. Hopefully, Uncle Steve brings us something back at the trade deadline, and we can make a run. And maybe we can be the Arizona Diamondbacks. But that's way far down the line. You got to remember, it's still April. It's still April. And that gets me to my next point, where everybody's all up in arms about the attendance, and nobody's going to see this team, and they've been under 20,000 in the last couple of days. Listen, I was there yesterday. It was cold. It was rainy. It was windy. It's not a nice day. April is not great weather. You get good weather during the day. At night, especially in these night games, it is cold. People got better things to do. And then plus, if you're the regular beer can Joe fan, you coming into this season, you heard the Mets, they got rid of everybody. They're trying to rebuilding year. So you weren't expecting much anyway. Then they go 0-5. You tune out. They tuned out. I'm not tuning out. You're probably not tuning out. A lot of us, listen, we're going, we're watching either way. But the regular person who's not a diehard fan, they tuned out of this team. So they're not going right now. They keep winning. This is New York. They keep winning. They'll be there. They will fill the stadium and watch if the weather's going to start to get better real quick. You're a couple weeks away now from real nice spring weather. The people will come. It's always bad attendance here in the Northeast in April, especially when the team's not supposed to be good. And they weren't good, right? They've only had two homestands. They've had now, 12 home games. They were 0-5 to start, 1-6. One of them was a doubleheader. Two games got rained out. One of them was opening day. Listen, calm down about the attendance. Yeah, there was 20,000 there yesterday. It was the middle of the week, a day game. It's too early in the year for it to be camp day or anything like that. So don't worry about the fans. The Mets win, they're going to come, and they will fill the ballpark. But I just don't know how long they could keep this up. J.D. Martinez, we still have no timetable on him. Last week we heard he was going to join the team in L.A. That's not going to happen now. Now you're looking at possibly at the next homestand against the Cardinals. As far as Kodai Senga goes, if they could ever get him back, I'm still sitting on July. You're going to see Kodai Senga because that's just the Mets' way. He has had one setback already. He was throwing tentatively off a mound. The other day they showed it on the broadcast. I don't know. You know, I'm not a doctor, but if you ask me, it's July. Probably July for both of them, to be honest with you. So, but hey, good start, right? They're over 500 to get back over 500 after an 0-5 start this early in April is an accomplishment. It is, because it's tough. They needed to go 10-3. There's still only two games over 500 at 10-3. So let's see if they can keep it up with the pitching. Manaea and Yamamoto tomorrow from Dodger Stadium out at 10 o'clock. Then at 4 o'clock the next day, you got Budo and then Hauser in the third game. And then it's off to San Francisco for three and then back home to face the Cardinals. So we'll see. If they keep winning, people will show. That's how it works here in New York. If you win, people will show. And why don't I believe in this team yet? Listen, I don't believe in the Rangers. And they won the President's Trophy. And they're playing a team, the Capitals, who needed all 82 games just to qualify for the playoffs. So I'm a pessimist here. All right. So don't look towards me, because until this team is, 20 games over 500, I'm probably still not going to believe. But they are 10-8. They're two games over 500. They've won 10 of 13 games. The pitching looks good. The hitting's coming around. Once we get Lindor swinging the bat and we get Martinez back and Senga, maybe we have a team this year. Maybe we have a good season, a nice, fun team, and something that can keep us through till the end of the season and through the summer. So Mets 10-8. They're coming off a sweep. Let's see what they can do out west. And they go to the Dodgers. It's not going to be easy. The Dodgers, best team in baseball on paper, have not lived up to it yet. They're asking questions out there. Let's see what they can do. Three in L.A., three in San Francisco, and then back home. The Mets playing good baseball.
If you enjoy the show, make sure to let everyone know by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or on our website at LockedUpSports.net. Remember, you can also find us on your favorite social media site, on Twitter at LockedUpSports, on the gram at Locked_Up_Sports. Join our Facebook group, Locked Up Sports, or on TikTok at Locked Up Sports Show. Now you can catch all the latest from Locked Up Sports anytime. Thanks for listening.